Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shanghai, China reported 3 COVID-19 deaths Monday, the first officially announced fatalities from a raging Omicron outbreak that locked the city of 26 million down. Since March 1st, more than 370,000 people in Shanghai have been infected. And by the official count, no one had died of COVID until Sunday. It should be noted all 3 were senior citizens. The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The open border policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A virus that's attacking the poultry industry has not crossed over to humans.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A classified satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office was launched into space from California Sunday morning. The satellite departed from Vandenberg Space Force Base aboard a 2-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Vandenberg is on the California coast between Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. Kyle Busch won Sunday's NASCAR race in Bristol, Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stock markets were choppy early Monday following the Easter holiday. Earnings season has now kicked into high gear with a ton of key financial names reporting. Netflix and Tesla will be the first of the big cap consumer tech titans to post first quarter results. Also, many U.S. airlines are ready to reveal the books. In all, about 13% of the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 will report very soon. For the first time in 3 years, Pope Francis delivered his message to a live audience in Vatican City Easter Sunday. An estimated 50,000 people came to hear his words for the Ukrainian people.
In this darkness that you live in, Mr. Mayor, members of Parliament, the darkness of war, of cruelty, tonight all of us pray. We pray for you and with you.
Tutti noi preghiamo. Preghiamo per voi e con voi questa notte.
We pray because there is so much suffering. We can only give you our company, our prayers, and say to you, courage, we accompany you.
Possiamo darvi la nostra compagnia, la nostra preghiera.
And also to tell you the greatest thing that is being celebrated today, Christ is risen.
E anche dirvi la cosa più grande, che oggi si celebra. Christos Foscaris.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including all these great interviews with these experts. No 8-second sound bites here. I mean, we're able to go into depth and talk about these topics in such a way to where, you know, hopefully you're all the smarter for it. You know, as my good friend John Whitehead is fond of saying, it is knowledge that precedes action. I say the right knowledge, you know, good knowledge and good action, okay? And that's the assumption there, is that the kind of knowledge we're getting is of some benefit. It's truthful. Yes, truthful. It's not relative, okay? I know this idea and this modern concept that, oh, you've got your truth, my truth, and, you know, that's somehow. No, it doesn't work that way. And there's only one truth. Otherwise, if your truth is relative and mine's relative and we get on a plane, we could relatively be lost. You know what I'm saying? So stay with us. You know, we heard, speaking of which, in this past year, about defunding the police, we got to abolish police. You know, those were the catchphrases of this culture. You know, protests against law enforcement were rampant. Cities slashed budgets for law enforcement. Of course, most of us, with any kind of sense of reasonableness, I would say the majority of the country said, what are you doing? You know, we don't need less. We need more. We've got lawlessness running rampant already. And what happened? We had $4 billion worth of damage to cities up in the Northwest and into Baltimore. I mean, this is absurd. And then now we got smash and grab, and, you know, people, you know, can't even walk down the streets of Manhattan, much less be in the subway. It is out of control. L.A., we're seeing, you know, people being followed home and being jumped and their goods stolen from them. This is how bad it's gotten. And all because a small minority of people were jumping up and down saying that we've got too many police and we've got to cut this back. And, you know, whoever came up with this genius idea, I mean, you have to remember who was leading the charge on all this. You know, people like, you know, people from the Democratic Party, like AOC and others, and Black Lives Matter, that here we are, we find out after raising all this money, they were more interested in buying mansions in Los Angeles. But what did they do for the good of their constituency? That still remains the question. Today, Americans are, about 70% of Americans oppose defunding police. I mean, this is just common sense. Well, with us right now is the former police officer and principal attorney for the Pugliese law firm. Pugliese, of course, you know, from the root word pugilistic. I guess that's just part of your background. He's a fighter, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me. I listened to your intro there. You're 100% right. Listen, they don't care about their constituency. We're nothing but subjects now. You know, they need to rebrand defund the police to hug a thug. I mean, because that is basically what they want now. But I kid you not, defund the police had a purpose. It gave them the battle cry, like you said in your intro, to absolutely destroy our cities. And now that has moved into our suburbs, and we are living in fear, ultimately going to be in terror. And it's absolutely crazy. But now defund the police isn't serving their purpose anymore, so they have to rebrand it to what? Not abolishing the police, but police reformation. And but they're selling the same product. You can rebrand
exactly.
it. It's the same product. Southern borders are totally in chaos, totally open. We're seeing crime go through the roof. And like you said, we're seeing the streets everywhere from New York City to where I reside, Atlanta. You're scared to walk out there, not only at night, but even during the day. It's crazy what's going on. The people have to wake up and see it and put the brakes on this. Otherwise, we are in jeopardy. It is absolutely crazy.
Well, it is right now. I mean, look at what we see on TV. You know, people are getting jumped and, you know, people thrown in the way of, trains in the subway in New York. Chicago still remains a battle zone. And meanwhile, as you mentioned, Mike, the borders are wide open and God only knows who's coming across. We know it's not the best and the finest of Central America that are coming in. 162 countries are represented. We even have people coming in from Ukraine and Russia. I mean, they figure, okay, I mean, even though they might have some refugee status, they're going, heck no, man, I can fast track it. I can come through the southern border and, you know, go find, you know, maybe a safe place from the madness of the Ukraine, right?
You're 100% right. And let me tell you, and this is what people need to realize what's going on, not only to the border, but across. But with the border specifically, it's open down there, human trafficking. I read the other day a little 11-year-old girl was sexually assaulted 28 times within a 24-hour period. 11-year-old girl. That is moving to our suburbs. People wake up and see. I'm talking to officers every day. I represent them. I'm still a certified police officer in Georgia. And you know what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is these guys are retiring at the fastest rate possible. We're not getting qualified applicants. We're working at a minimum workload, which means basically the lieutenants, the command staff is telling their patrol officers, don't do any vehicle pullovers because we can't lose a car for that long of time taking them off the road. There's so much backed up on calls, just regular calls. And let me tell you, you don't stop cars out here. That's usually the first spot you see where you interdict crime, where you stop crime in its track by stopping a car out on the road. Remember the Oklahoma bombing suspect? He was caught in a traffic stop. That's what led to it. But that's what we're getting, which means our streets aren't going to be protected anymore. When we call a police officer, he may get there, he may not. Not because he doesn't want to serve. These guys want to serve us. Even in all the negative, where we're not even back in the blue anymore, they are still putting their dares out there, and they're trying to do their job, and they're trying to protect us. And what's going on against these officers, we need to protect the blue line. We got to. They're our last form of defense.
Well, nobody's getting protected here. I mean, I can tell you case in point, Mike. My son in California was assaulted. And some guy there in the complex in which he lives cold cocked him. Well, the police came. And because my son didn't go to the hospital, they just they didn't even write the guy a ticket. And they just said, no, we can't do anything about it because the judge will laugh us out of the courtroom. That's how bad it's gotten.
An average American, we don't encounter fear. I'm talking about terrific fear where you're looking at a situation where you don't know if you're going to live. You don't know if you're going to see your family. Now, couple that with you may be with your family in the car when this happens. What are you going to do? You know, there's a reason. I just read a poll the other day that the Hispanic community is now shying away from Joe Biden.
And big time.
It's crime. You're talking about people that illegally have come into this country. And you know why they're signing around?
Because
why they're focused on crime? They came from that stuff. They came from that, lack of a better word, crap.
Exactly. The thing is, see, I keep telling people, you know, people could go to me, Bill, you're Hispanic. Well, why do you have such a conservative viewpoint? I said, because I lived in those communities. The people that come in across the border that can barely speak the language, it's birds of a feather. They're not going to go to Nancy Pelosi's district up in San Francisco. They're going to go in these Hispanic communities and torment the holy what have you out of the local people, whether they're MS-13 or otherwise, because they're not beholden to the country. And meanwhile, they're, you know, if some of them are industrious enough, they go out there and do what they can to, you know, to survive.
bribe, so then they'll go work for minimum wage or less than under the table in order to survive. And it's at the expense of these local communities that are obeying the law. So, yes, they've experiences defined preference for them, Mike, and they say, get me out of here. We've got more for Mike after this.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Mike Pugliese continues with us. He brings 20 years of experience practicing law in Georgia, in addition to his 11 years of experience as a police officer prior to practicing law as an attorney. Michael, you've seen a lot in your career on both sides here. And here it is, you were in law enforcement. What drew you into becoming an attorney?
Well, you know what? I'm a lucky man. I've been blessed. I've actually got to accomplish just about every goal I set out to get. And one of them was to become a police officer. And not only that, become a police officer of the year 2 years in a row. And I also want to be an attorney. And at that, I want to be a criminal defense attorney. And the reason for that, I love the adrenaline. I love the adrenaline in both jobs. But basically, what I do, like, I love helping people. Contrary to belief, even as a criminal defense attorney, we do have the opportunities to make a difference. Now, granted, what I'm seeing now where my communities are having common household goods under lock and key because there's no penalty for shoplifting up to $1,000, and you're seeing things that are just absolutely crazy from cashless bail, which leads to just turmoil. When, you know, when we have someone that has posted a minimal bond and he's out on a serious charge such as aggravated assault or murder, there's no incentive for him to come back to court. He's gambling nothing. Now, even though I said I'm a criminal defense attorney, I live in these communities. I want a safe community. That's why I chose to serve my citizens, not only as a police officer, but as an officer of the court. And I hope that the fences come to the better judgment. Of course, logic and reason never live with some of our politicians. But I hope that they grab the reins of this and pull it back in. Otherwise, we won't survive as a country. And it's
exactly.
It's scary times.
Well, Mike, it's not like we haven't experienced this. I mean, we've got, you know, 250 years of experience of, you know, law and order, and suddenly we've lost our minds and abandoned all the experience, everything that we had, like as if there was some sort of tectonic shift in the psychology and the moral makeup of criminals.
It's, you know, it's police officers nowadays are totally disrespected. I don't know where that change was. I don't know if we became during the great drug wars when we started becoming more paramilitary, if that caused a disconnect with the communities. But somehow we lost that connection. And then, of course, we have our state media now that is totally putting police officers as the target. And they're not telling the truth. They're not reporting the truth out there to the public. They're not telling what happens. You only get a snippet of one part of a video that looks horrific towards the cop. We saw it with the recent shooting up in, I believe it was Michigan, with the fellow from the Congo. You have to listen to what this officer was going through in that altercation. He got to the point where, and I've been in those situations where your arms have no more function. You fought with every ounce of energy you have, and the only thing you have left is your sidearm. Otherwise, you're going to lose your life. But we're losing that. People don't understand what these cops are going through. With the state media, and I'm talking about the folks at CNN and some of these other left-wing media outlets, what they want you to see is that these officers literally leave their home with the intention of going out and being bigots and being racist and just wanting to be gun-toting thugs, and that is far from the truth. These guys are dedicated individuals. Unfortunately, we're losing them by the droves. And we're not going to be able to replace them because we have no pool to replace them from. And and like I said, the public needs to be aware. We're not experiencing it yet, but as soon as it gets more and more deeper into the suburbs, you know, we're seeing the jewelry stores getting looted on Rodeo Drive and Beverly.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. It may start having out of that chaos. It may serve a purpose, and that's the only thing we can hope for.
Well, and the other thing that these goons are doing is they're seeing who comes out of these jewelry stores, and then they're following home, or they're getting them just outside of the building and jumping them, as we saw from other video. You know, Mike, I'm glad to hear you say about, what resources do we have? We know what it takes to, like I said, we have a rough idea. Maybe we don't know what it takes to train an officer, and we're losing officers, seasoned officers that have been, you know, for decades. They have a skill set. It's not like you can go to Costco and aisle 13 and go shop and find police officers with 20, 25 years worth of experience and put them out in the street, especially when the jeopardy that awaits them that has, caused a lot of police officers to say, look, take this job and shove it, as they say.
You're right, and then exactly right. We're losing that skill set, like you stated. You know, the education and the training it takes to train just a homicide detective to process a homicide scene to get it ready for court. I mean, that's not somebody you take out of the academy and plug them in there and say, make sure you preserve the blood splatter evidence and the gunshot evidence and all this other information that has to be processed. You have to get, and that's all part of the idea of keeping the bad guy off the streets by getting a conviction. The arrest isn't just enough. You have to ultimately get the conviction. And we're losing all that from SWAT team, hostage negotiators, accident reconstructionists, and all that talent is absolutely walking right out the door, and we're not even trying to protect these guys. You know, and I have to yell at my own GOP because they need to do more. They need to be more vocal, not saying, hey, we'll catch this in 2022 at the election time. We'll fix it up. No.
Right.
Be vocal now. Don't sit back on the sidelines and be quiet. They are taking advantage, speaking of the left, they're taking advantage of our being quiet and not speaking out, not coming out and protecting these officers. We're treating these officers as political pawns, has to be stopped. Otherwise, we are going to be the ones left with protecting ourselves. And by the way, they want to take away our guns, too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And then you're going to have psychologists and social workers come in and deal with
they want to send a darn professional psychologist as the first responder to a active shooter in process in progress. Can you imagine that? You know, I would love to be the officer. No, I shouldn't say I would love to be the officer. But I think if I was the officer, I would just show up a little bit later just to take the report of another homicide. I mean, because that's what it's going to happen.
Well, exactly. And even in cases of domestic, abuse that goes on, a domestic call, which, that gets the adrenaline rolling right away because of how many officers are shot during a domestic dispute call.
And you know what? Officers understand that they carry the weight of the badge. That is a lot of authority that you can take someone, lock them up in a cage, and take their freedom away. That is awesome responsibility. But they don't take it lightly. The ones that do abuse it, their own officers, turn them in. Get rid of them. We don't want to work with those types. I've been through 3 shootings and investigated. Did I like it? No. It was hard. You know, you go through and they investigate everything from what you ate for breakfast to what you did that evening. But I understood the process. I was clear they were justified, but I understood the process. And most officers do. It has to be done because we're given that awesome responsibility. But we accept it. That's part of the job. But we want a fair shake in the investigation. We don't want our names, you know, plastered all over and convicted before they even have learned what happened at the scene. Now they're talking about opening a national registry where if you are even cleared, your name as an officer is going to be on this national registry, where you live, what you were complained on, and what was behind you. You know, in a national registry.
No. Yeah, this is absurd. But you see, and a lot that's driving this as well, Mike, as you know, are these racial hoaxes. How much damage have these racial hoaxes have done on America, including the Trayvon Martin hoax down in South Florida?
It has totally alienated police officers. And if you understand, you know, it's not even just white officers. You could be, well, what we saw in the George Floyd, you know, that's not just one white officer. I think you have a mix from Asian to other cultures that are involved in that. It doesn't matter. They have painted and have put the police profession in general as a white supremacist organization. Doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, Black, African American, Asian, or what. If you're a member of that club, you're naturally part of the white supremacy movement. And they have sold that. They built it out. And now it's not serving their purpose anymore because they're seeing the polls and they understand there's a shift, so they have to rebrand it. But like I said earlier, they're going to sell the same product, but they're just going to rebrand it. What we have to focus on...
Exactly. Well, I look forward to having you back because I know this conversation is going to continue and there's going to be more breaking news to this end. Michael Pugliese, attorney and former police officer right here. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shanghai, China reported 3 COVID-19 deaths Monday, the first officially announced fatalities from a raging Omicron outbreak that locked the city of 26 million down. Since March 1st, more than 370,000 people in Shanghai have been infected. And by the official count, no one had died of COVID until Sunday. It should be noted all 3 were senior citizens. The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The open border policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about, you know, fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're on standby for Neil Mammon. He'll be joining us in just a moment. Looking forward to our conversation. And we're going to be able to get into a little bit more of his background than we previously have been able to talk about. His experience in growing up under Sharia law and what an immigrant sees that the average American is clueless about. You know, we mentioned, earlier, Last year, I guess, when we had the riots down in Miami. And, you know, the Biden administration was so insulted because the Cubans there were, you know, up in arms about what was going on in Cuba. I say riots, I meant protests, forgive me. But I thought, wow, what a great learning opportunity that, you know, Southern Florida is something that students all over the country seem to gravitate to for spring break. And I'm saying, okay, let's have spring break early. Let's put them on buses, get them down to South Florida, Cayo Ocho down there in Miami, and have them talk to you know, the Cuban refugees, and many are American citizens now, but what they experienced under Castro and communism, you know, that's not being taught in school, but it'd be the best history lesson they ever had in their entire lives to be able to talk with people who have experienced it. I mean, we have a lot of people coming in from, you know, Venezuela, and spoke with an attorney here recently, and she said, Bill, you guys don't know. And we're seeing exactly what happened in Venezuela happening here in America. Now, you may think, oh, not really, not so bad. You know, it's a slow creep, a little bit at a time. And they were sold out by their elected officials who thought they could go along to get along, you know, kind of like what the Republican Party is doing on our behalf right now, instead of holding the ground, like Mike Pugliese said, is that they're really not holding to constitutional principles. You see, that's our North Star.
and you've heard me talk about this before, is that we need to return to first principles. First principles gets us back on track. But you see, when first principles are eroded or they're negated, then you're kind of lost. And we're sitting here trying to feel our way, trying to make sense out of all this craziness. They're going, wait a minute, you want to solve the crime problem, so we're going to defund police. How does that make any sense whatsoever? And it's a small group of people who are self-appointed intellectuals, I guess. And, you know, what did they do? And we still give them place after what they've done in destroying our country. And I say destroying, I mean, there's cities that you wonder, will they ever get back? I mean, there's some cities that have been ravaged by lawlessness, and for over 10 years they've been trying to rebuild. There are many companies that said, wait a minute, you know, I gave you chances again, and I'm talking, you know, big corporations, chain store operations. They got tired of getting looted. And and what do you think happened to the local people there? You know, the kids that were working summer jobs, and or maybe even, you know, this was their job, and now they don't have a job. I mean, where do they go? You know, but you allow this lawlessness to take hold of the community, and it's devastating. And so what happens? You know, the people have to leave. They got to go find some other place. And hopefully that lawlessness doesn't pursue them into their new area of life, that they can stay out of it. But you know, we're hoping and looking for common sense here, but it seems the mainstream media and other interests are such that are counterproductive to that end. Because what are they doing about it? You know, what are our elected officials? Are they up in arms about it? Are they up in arms about, you know, the J6 prisoners that remain in the D.C. gulag, so to speak? Some in solitary confinement. You heard me report on this. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting that this is happening. And I say this as, you know, a former Marine, you know, who went to serve the country. My father in World War II, three of his sons during the Vietnam era, you know, served this country because we believed in the Constitution. And we have people who don't believe in the Constitution. And sadly, I mean, there is some discussion about this recent confirmation of a new judge who her belief in the Constitution, I'm sorry, is suspect. She said in her intro, she sounded like an original, said that, oh my goodness, where'd you come from, you know? You know, is she a Scaliaite? You know, is she an originalist? But then again, then you start looking a little bit deeper. See, this is the problem. You know, judges, this whole judicial process, they've been trained. Even like when they run for local office, they tell you very little. You know, Craig Hugh and I have talked about this many times, so frustrating to me, that when you go to vet even a judge at a local level, it's hard-pressed. You're hard-pressed to really find out who they're all about because they know that they can deceive and lie. It's almost like, you know, part of Sharia law. The ends justify the means, so they believe in taqiyya. You can lie to serve their ends. And it's like we've embraced that part of Sharia law into our culture, that it's okay to lie if it serves your ends, if it serves the ends as you determine. And this is what happens, is that, you know, the differential in the parties is that they're so ideologically fixed, they've self-determined that their idea trumps anybody else's. That they've got the best ideas. And of course, you have to believe in my truth, you know, because truth is relative. Now you got your truth. I got my truth. No. I mean, that's ridiculous to have that conversation. It's not your truth, my truth, because it's no longer true. Right. Because if truth is not universal, if it's not ultimate, it's not the truth. You're just lying to yourself. You're trying to put a square peg in a round hole here. So quit doing that to yourself and quit doing that to other people. It's not fair. It's not very intellectual. And this is what we try to do here. We try to heighten the conversation in such a way that you're blessed for it. You may have heard me say before, I was really privileged to work with this man in Los Angeles. He was a program director, and I thought he was absolutely genius. His name was Chuck Bloor. He passed away last year. And I wish I'd have had more time around Chuck Bloor, but whatever time I had with him was, well, I'll tell you, it was just precious and impactful. Impactful so much that I hold to, you know, some of his ideas very closely. And one in particular was, he used to tell us you know, at the time I was working at Kiss Radio in Los Angeles, and he said, you know, your job every time you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response. Now think about that. Okay, that was our job. Okay, we wanted people to say, hey, I'm glad I tuned in. You know, I'm glad that, you know, I heard what you had to say. I'm better off because I heard what you shared with me. And, of course, we're playing music. And so you say, well, how brilliant and how much of a blessing can you be in between the songs? Because, you know, you might get 10, 12 seconds. Occasionally you might stretch it to 30 seconds if you had something of significance to share with the audience. But that was the goal, to elicit a positive emotional response. Now, that saying so impacted me, and it was so ingrained in my heart and spirit that I started applying it for everything else. So that when I started building marketing teams and sales teams, I would tell the people that worked for me that your job, when you go in and talk to a client, is to elicit a positive emotional response. I mean, think about it. Think about our relationships. You know, you come home and you want to elicit a positive emotional response with your loved one, with your wife, your husband, your kids. Okay. And if you think of it in that context, you go, wow, okay, that's pretty positive. I mean, you want them to say, hey, Dad, I'm glad you're home. You know, I mean, that they even hear you as you pull into the driveway, that they run to the door, you know, to meet you there because they're happy to see you because you're a blessing and they know that with you comes a blessing. If it's just your presence or a smile or, you know, your arm around them, just to hug them and eliciting a positive emotional response. I mean, think about that. How powerful an idea. And I'm forever grateful for Chuck Bloor for sharing that with me. And like, as I said, it is something that I hold to and practice, you know, as much as I can. And at the heart of the show, my hope and prayer is that whatever we're talking about and the guests that we bring on, it is in that same spirit that we would elicit a positive emotional response. You say, well, sometimes, Bill, you make me angry. Well, hopefully it's if you get angry, it's with a purpose. Because maybe, you know, I understand you can get angry and say, wow, why did I buy into that lie? How could I be so easily duped? That's okay. Because the next time we'll do a better job, right? That's what we hope for. Hey, thanks for being with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Thank you. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The bright sunrise,
back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. See, Neil Mammoth can run, but he can't hide. We're going to catch up with him sooner or later. Even if we have a 9, and it's supposed to be upside down 9, it's supposed to be a 6. Eventually, we get the right digits. But it goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, Neil, I was telling the audience is that, you know, we have this goofy idea that, you know, it's your truth, my truth. I mean, once we get into that silly argument, we abandon the truth. I mean, the truth doesn't exist. Either it exists or it doesn't. It has nothing to do with your perspective or my perspective. It is what it is, right?
Absolutely. I mean, truth is something that's immutable. And if somebody says there is no truth, you just simply ask them, I'm sorry, is that true?
Exactly. Yeah, that'll get him a thing for just a moment. There were several things I wanted to talk to you about, but in particular, because you and I have never had this conversation about how you grew up, that you grew up under Sharia law. And and that also leads to the other aspect. I mean, you know something just like, you know, Dinesh D'Souza shared because of his background, interestingly, somewhat similar to Barack Obama's. But, you know, you get two different ideas. I mean, talk about the variance of truth and experience. But what a lot of immigrants are seeing that the average American is clueless about. So share that with us, and maybe we'll focus on just those two questions, you know, for the 10 minutes that we have left here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the problems, and I'll go back. So my background is I was born in Africa, in Ghana, and grew up in Ethiopia and Sudan and Yemen and Jamaica. And so in Sudan, we had, it wasn't really a Sharia law, but it was a military dictatorship of fascists, but it was a very nice place to live. And then in Yemen, it was definitely Sharia law. In fact, we had to escape out of Yemen because of the Sharia law, because one of my father's co-workers, he was a professor of physics there, borrowed his Bible, and the co-worker was a Muslim. And if you know anything about Sharia law, that is forbidden and illegal.
Yes.
And so we had to. Turns out my father knew people in government, and they said, look, we can get you a couple of weeks to get out of the country, but after that, the mullahs are going to come after your head. So we packed up, and we left in a week, and then the rest of the family left. And then my dad sold it or gave everything away and left in 2 weeks. So Sharia law is definitely not something we ever want here, and most people don't understand how dangerous it is. But here's the other thing that's important. Because my parents were actually of Indian origin, I have a lot of Hindu experiences in my background. And there's a concept that they say, well, in India, or in most people think, oh, an Eastern way of thinking, it's either truth can be true. You know, it can be your truth or my truth. And it doesn't have to be the only truth. And this is a problem, because the question is that true? In other words, is either truth really true? In which case, then it's not true as well as it isn't true, right? And as the famous saying goes, even in India, when a person crosses the street, he looks both ways, because it's either him or the bus, but not both of them.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you think, or the reality is that truth is true. And I teach something called suicide statements, and I got this from a friend of mine named Greg Coco from StandToReasonSDR.org, if you ever want to go there. And also on my website, NoBlindFaith.com. And a suicide statement is a statement that kills itself the minute you say it. And this is what you do with truth, because, and like, for instance, never say never. Or if I were to say, I can't speak a word of English, that's a suicide statement, because I've just spoken a word in English, right? So that statement, there is no truth, is a suicide statement. It kills itself the minute you say it. And there's so many other suicide statements that progressives and liberals and new agers and people want to throw in, but the minute you actually ask the question, it kind of kills itself. And so a great example of the suicide statement that I get from the left a lot is they say, it's wrong to force your moral values on others. And the way you answer this is you go, wait a minute, if it's wrong to force the moral values on others, is that statement your moral value? Well, yeah. Well, then why are you forcing it on me?
Right.
So,
exactly.
It's a suicide statement. The minute you say things like that, it's a suicide statement. So a lot of times, a lot of what the progressives say actually contradict themselves. And you just have to think through and you go, wait a minute, is this really, you know, if somebody says, well, you can't know anything about God. And you go, well, do you know that about God? It's a suicide statement. Because you just said something about God, and you said you can't know anything about God. Right? So there's at least one thing you know about God that you can't know anything about. It. So, well, then maybe there's others, right? So these are the kind of things that we run into often. And growing up, you know, you're exposed to all these. Now, of course, being culturally in that, sometimes you don't notice that. But then when you come to America and you start seeing people make these statements, and they don't realize that how tenuous and how dangerous it is to lose touch with that truth. And what is happening in America is a lot of our people are growing up and they're going to colleges, which turns out that is not doing them any benefit. And they're coming back as Marxists. Because let me tell you, Bill, at the root of all this is Marxism. And I can say that honestly because my father was a Marxist. My uncles were Marxists. My cousins were Marxists. I grew up in a Marxist home, even though we came from a Christian background. My father's generations were mostly communists. In fact, my father was an atheist until I was about the age of 5. And so this discussion of Marxism, Marxism's goal is of course, this wasn't what my uncles, my cousins were talking about. But when you start looking into Marxism, you realize Marxism's goal is to spread Marxism everywhere. But Marxism won't come to America because Americans have too much of the independent spirit. So how do you break that independent spirit? Well, you go into the churches. Right? You go into the schools, you go into the educational, into the colleges, you get into the laws, and then, as we say at EBLM, which is the organization I founded a couple of years ago, which is Every Black Life Matters, it's the contrary to BLM, so everyblm.com, and we say, look, the way you break down society is you start racial strife and racial tension, and then you destroy it economically. And that's what BLM has been trying to do. That's what Antifa has been trying to do. That's what this whole progressive left has been trying to do. They've been trying to create strife between the blacks and the browns and the whites. And then the reality is there is no race of blacks. There is no race of browns. There is no race of whites. We're all the human race. The only difference is we have ethnicities.
Right. And the difference, of course, between Black Lives Matter and Every Black Life Matters is you don't have a $6 million mansion in L.A. You got other people to pay for, right?
I wish, right? You know, it's one of those things. Of course, we live in California, so maybe if I wait around for a few years, my mansion, my 1,000 square foot home would be worth $6 million.
Unbelievable. I mean that, but you see, this is what happens with Marxists and this kind of ideology. It's inevitable. It exposes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But what's interesting is it not only exposes itself, but if you go back and look at the Marxist writing, they tell you what they're going to do. And they say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. You can go back to the 50s and you can look at the, you know, you can look at the whole principles and all that stuff that they've written up, and it's right there. They said, this is what we're going to do. And the sad thing is the church and the Christians and the what I call the people who are not left-wing. Now, just understand, we aren't right-wingers. We are not right-wingers, because every single right-wing, like Hitler and Mussolini and Saddam Hussein, were all socialists. Hitler was a socialist, yes. Mussolini was a socialist. You know, there are no right-wing non-socialists. Every socialist and every right-winger fascist in history was a socialist, right? So we're not right-wing or left-wing. You know, as Reagan said, there's no left or right. There's either down to being captured by the left, or there's up to liberty. And so I don't want to call ourselves upist, but so we've got to understand that the principles that we're working on is individual liberty,
right,
personal responsibility. And these are what every Black Lives Matter stands for, you know, fatherhood, families, life, protection of life, things like that.
Why are the kids so enamored with Marxism, and they seem to be so easily indoctrinated in these educational institutions?
Well, so first of all, the educational institutions are taken over by Marxists, right? Because way back in the 1930s, they decided that this is the only way they're going to get in. So they've basically snuck in their whole agenda through the professors. Most of the professors, it turns out, are probably Marxists, right? Now,
yeah.
So naturally the children are being brainwashed, but it starts way back into public schools. If you go to a public school, chances are you've been steeped in this Marxist doctrine and this whole ideology and the anti-U.S. American concept. Now, let me tell you, I came to America because it was the greatest country in the world. I don't want it to become like the countries I left. And yet our public education system is doing exactly that. And as we've seen with this COVID nonsense, parents have actually been able to see what their students are learning and going, wait. So there's a huge move out of the public school, and we want to encourage everyone. In fact, if you're in the Santa Clara area, we're having a huge alternative education event on June 11th in Calvary Chapel, San Jose. So if you go to vac.org, you'll find out, and then get on our mailing list, you'll find out about it. So, because they've been brainwashed. And the kids, of course, are the idealistic. You have kids, you know what they say. If you're below 21 and you're not a liberal, you have no heart. But if you're above 21 and you are a liberal, you have no brain, right? So,
It's one organ or the other, right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Because it's so appealing. Oh, yeah, we all share and all that. But what we forget out of this is that socialism does not work, simply because in socialism and Marxism, we're all supposed to only work, take as much as we need and work as hard as we can. So we're all supposed to work as hard as we can, take as much as we need. But the reality is, because remember sin, nature, gluttony, greed, avarice, vanity, laziness, all that stuff. So instead of working as much as we can, we only work as little as we need. And instead of taking as little as we need, we take as much as we can.
Yeah. So what the pilgrims found that out too early on, didn't they, in the founding of our country.
Exactly.
Okay, we got to leave it there. Neil, look forward to having you back. We'll talk about your book, Jesus Was His Involved in Politics.
I'm right? Founder of Nine Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This is how we do it.